countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Well, today is a very special day for one Welsh rugby referee as he takes charge of his 100th test match when France play Italy in the Stade de France later today in the Nations Cup. He's the first referee to reach that milestone. But aside from rugby, Nigel Owens is big into farming and in particular his Hereford breed of cattle. And on this special day, I'm delighted to say that Nigel Owens is on the line. Nigel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks so much for joining us. Where are you now?
I'm out in Paris now, sort of preparing for the game tonight. So it's going to be a long day because the kickoff is not until 10 past 9 French time, which is 10 past 8 UK, 10 past 8 UK time and Ireland time, of course. But yeah, it's going to be a long day. So in Paris I am now.
Yeah, because you are making history. And I've looked all week on Twitter. You're getting lots of really great wishes from all over the world, from great players. It's a humbling occasion for you as well, I would suspect.
Yeah, it is very humbling. It really is, especially the last couple of days with some really, really kind messages and videos sent from various people all over the world, you know. And it is. It really has really been very, 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 very humbling, I got to say. And yeah, you know, I have never refereed to reach any milestones. I refereed and still referee because I just enjoy it, and I love the game and I love refereeing, and rugby and refereeing has given so much to me that I owe more to the game than the game will ever owe to me. So, but you know, when you get to sort of the Six Nations this year was my 98th, and then you're only two away from that 100. It is something special and something that I was hoping I'd get. And here we are, we've reached that milestone today. So, yeah, something that I am very, very proud of, really, myself, I suppose. And yeah, very humbled by the lovely messages by so many, many people.
Are you finding the matches somewhat weird without the crowds?
Yeah, they are. What you'll probably find is that when you actually blow the whistle for about 80 minutes, you've just got to do your job and concentrate on what you're doing. So, you know, you're focused on what you're doing, so it's not really so noticeable during that time. It still is, of course, but not as noticeable. What I think is the huge difference is the build-up, you know, the 30, 40 minutes, hour or so before kick-off, the anthems being sung, the cheering when the teams come out, you know. That's when you really sort of miss it. And then the next 80 minutes, you just got to get out and do your job. But you do realise the crowd is not there during that 80 minutes as well, of course, especially when you make a decision that they'd usually boo for, there's nobody there to boo you.
Yeah, and we can hear you even more clearly than when we were at home. So the great quiz question in years to come, what was your first international? And of course, it was the unusual pairing of Portugal and Georgia. And you've come a long way in those 17 years, four World Cups, 2015, I'm sure. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I'm sure it was a highlight for you. But it was only after last year's World Cup, am I right, Nigel, that you really get into the Herefords and into the farming. Where does the love of farming come from?
Well, I was brought up on a very small farm by my mum and dad, who was still living with my grandparents at the time, until we moved over to the council estate in rural West Wales, where I'm still living now. And my grandparents used to keep sort of three or four cows milk for themselves. My granddad was a miner, then they'd, you know, supply the family themselves. There were seven children with food, and then sell. My grandmother would make butter and sell the milk and the butter and stuff like that. So that was the way of life it was back then, a couple of pigs and chickens. And then, so when I was sort of, you know, growing up till about 10, 11 years of age, until my grandfather passed away, they only had a couple of horses back then. So, and I used to go up my cousin's farm every holidays to milking farm to help out. And then when I left school then at 16 years of age, I went to work on a dairy farm in the Wern farm in West Wales here for a couple of years. So it's always been in my blood. So I've always wanted to, even when I was a kid growing up, long, long time before I had any ambition to become a referee, my first love was I always wanted to be a farmer. So obviously refereeing took over then for the best part of 20 years on the professional side of things. And then, but during that time, I was able to work hard and save up some money then. And the plan was when I would retire or come towards the end of refereeing that I would get a small holding, and I fulfilled that dream. I got a small holding together, got some land, put some sheds up, and actually bought another small holding, which is 60 acres just down the road back in the spring. And then all that was set up, and then I bought my first cattle just before I went to the World Cup in Japan, and they arrived then when I got back from Japan last year from the World Cup, sort of early middle of November, but just over a year ago, really. So So that's when it all actually started, was just after the World Cup last year when the first cattle arrived on the farm, you know. But it's always been in my blood and always something I'm very passionate and wanted to do at some stage in my life, and the opportunities come now.
And what size is the herd now? You've been slowly building.
Yeah, well, I had about 13 acres around the house where I'm still living at the moment. We will move up to the small holding later on. And had another 15 acres down the road. So the plan was I was going to get about 10, 12, 15 head of cattle, and I'm pedigree head it was, and that's all it was going to be. But then the small holding came, and a couple of very good quality bloodlines and dispersal herds came about during that period. So between the calves born this year as well, all of a sudden now we've gone from maybe 12 or 15 the most, we're up to 41 already. So I can probably see the herd sort of settling down around the sort of maybe 50, 55, 60 mark, you know. So, it's built up pretty quickly, really.
Yeah, and as I said, you know, refereed in World Cups, centre stage all over the world, and you talked there about the adrenaline of going out onto a pitch in somewhere like the Stade de France or Twickenham or even Lansdowne Road. But am I right in saying that you've found farming even more nerve-wracking?
I have, because when it comes to work and farm, you know, that responsibility is not so much on you. On the dairy farm, to pull calves and all the stuff that goes with farming. So I knew exactly what I was letting myself into, and you know what I learned over the years. I still remembered most of it, but when it's actually then your farm, your responsibility, you feel more of that pressure. I felt, particularly now when I was younger, 16, working at the farm, it was very different, you know. So, yeah, God, when the first calf was born here back in beginning of April, oh my God, I was nervous. I was down there all the time, and I've learned now, you know, just to let nature take its course. But I always like to be there when a calf is born, just in case, because you have to understand, when you have living animals, you're going to have dead animals. Something is going to happen.
Yeah.
That's part of it, and that's something that I knew from my past experiences farming. But what I didn't want was to lose a calf at birth, just because I wasn't there just to clear his airways, you know, or he was born with his head that had gone back underneath his body and he suffocated himself or something like that. So I wanted to avoid things that you could so easily prevent happening. So I'm always there now when a calf is born in the background, but I've learned now after those nervous first couple of calves, but I was really, really nervous. I've learned now just to keep an eye from a distance, let nature take its course, and then only step in just to make sure everything is right when the calf is actually born. So it was. I was more nervous in that first calf than I was in the World Cup final, I can tell you.
Oh, that says something. Well, look, we've a minute left, and I know you had a clear TB test this week, and that was another. It's always a nervous time for farmers as well, so that's another hurdle cross. But you have been one of the judges for the 2020 Irish Hereford Calf Competition, which has been ongoing. You've been doing it from a distance, online, virtually, in these strange times. I think the overall winner is going to be chosen by a public vote, and that will be happening over the next week or so. But I think the different class winners are going to be announced later today, but you've been judging them. Were you impressed? Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. Look, I'm far from experienced enough. The people who are showing them have much more experience than me. So look, if I got the wrong ones, I apologise now. But it was some really quality there. And you know, we all aware, I'm sure, all over the world, but particularly in Wales and in the whole of UK, of the quality of cattle in Ireland, particularly beef cattle, and that's for sure. So yeah, there was some really quality calves and stuff there. It was a lovely experience, you know, and hopefully maybe in the future I'll take a couple of myself to the show when things go back to normal, but we'll see about that.
Well, we'll hope so in 2021 for the competition. I'm sure they would be delighted to have you back, and it'd be great to see you in person. Nigel, it's been a great pleasure having you on our programme on this really historic day. Enjoy yourself in the Stade de France later on, and thank you so much for taking time to chat to us today.
My pleasure, and thanks very much for having me on. Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's the great Nigel Owens.